presenting Oscar Levant.
Music from America, featuring the great operatic and concert artists of our time, with the orchestra under the direction of Donald Voorhees. And now the orchestra opens our program.
Opens his part of the program with a group of three solo pieces. The first is by the great Impressionist composer Claude Debussy. It is a work woven out of mood, as if a voice were whispering, "This is a lake of liquid silver, and the moon is a wind rippling the water." Oscar Levant plays the magical Clair de Lune. Mr. Levant.
Thank you.
The idea of perpetual motion has fascinated not only scientists, but composers as well. Such was the case with François Poulenc, who wrote an entire book of piano pieces on this theme. From these, Oscar Levant brings us one of his favorites, a charming little piece which lasts but little over a minute, Poulenc's Perpetual Motion. Mr. Levant. From the music of France, Oscar Levant turns to our colorful Pan-American neighbor, Cuba, to bring us a work of one of its most outstanding personalities, the composer Ernesto Lecuona. Lecuona is known in this country for his many compositions, both popular and serious. And a great favorite is his Malagueña, played by Oscar Levant.
Thank you.
Joachim Raff, a Swiss composer of the 19th century, is remembered today mostly for his violin and piano pieces, many of which have been popularized in orchestral settings. Tonight, we hear one of these, an arrangement of the melodic cavatina. Oscar Levant plays Chopin's lovely and moving Etude No. 3 in E major. Mr. Levant. Thank you. For our final number, Oscar Levant has chosen a work which has earned the enviable reputation of being at the same time both popular and great music. Written when the composer Edvard Grieg was 25 years old, this work has all of the freshness and originality of youth. And Mr. Levant interprets the solo part with exceptional understanding. Accompanied by Donald Voorhees, and Oscar Levant now plays the majestic first movement of Grieg's Concerto in A Minor.
Thank you.